The Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies is calling for a complete removal of taxes on liquefied petroleum gas. Speaking on the sidelines of the National LPG Forum in Accra, the board chairman of the chamber, Gabriel Kumi, highlighted the positive impact the recent stability of the city has had on the operations driving consumer demand.
On the average, we are doing about 15, 16 cities. Last year, on the average, we were doing about 28,000 metric tons a month. Currently, we are doing 24,000, 25,000 metric tons. And that is about 11% increase in consumption. So it tells you that if we are able to be very straightforward with the policy, if we are able to keep the price of the product down, and I can assure you, if we take out the taxes, I'm telling you, within a year, LPG consumption will go up by about 20%.
Gilbert Kumi is the board chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. Away from that, the Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Johnson Isiama has maintained that there are no immediate plans of reviewing inflation target for next year. Inflation has dropped over the past month to reach a single-digit target this year. This has resulted in some pushing for the current 8% medium target to be reviewed. But answering questions from journalists at a news conference, the governor noted that the central bank is still monitoring the market before any action is taken.
The committee discussed this. We think that inflation has just settled comfortably around the central target. We need to monitor, the process a little bit, the disinflation process a little bit, for a couple more MPC rounds. And when we are convinced that we really have reset, that we are actually now settling, the economy is settling onto a low inflation regime, and there's the need. Remember from the beginning, in somewhere 2002, when we started the inflation targeting regime, we first had to estimate the optimal level of inflation.
Dr. Johnson Isiama is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. And now, outgoing president of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey Nyimdake, says an intentional overhaul of the Public Procurement Act to prioritize Ghanaian manufacturers is essential to driving the country's 24-hour economy agenda. Addressing the 65th National Annual General Meeting and Job Fair of the AGI in Accra, Dr. Nyimdake stressed that placing local industry at the center of national economic policy is the surest way to boost production capacity, scale up value addition, and create sustainable jobs for the country's youth. He added that with the focused industrial roadmap, supported by responsive financial sector reforms and stronger regulatory structures.
I hereby encourage policymakers, financiers, and industrial leaders to approach this vision with a clear roadmap, one that places manufacturing and value addition at its core. The AGI has also been relentless in its advocacy for a comprehensive review of the Public Procurement Act for years. We have argued that the current framework, which appears not to adequately prioritize local industry, limits the competitiveness of Ghanaian manufacturers and slows down the procurement processes that should be driving a true and contemporary 24-hour economy. A reformed procurement regime that is being actioned must be intentional.
Dr. Humphrey Nyimdake is the outgoing president of the AGI. Now moving on, Ghana's leading payment service provider, Haptel, has announced the appointment of Patience Echianu as its new board chair. She succeeds Hans Nielsen, who steps down after a decade of guiding the company through major governance reforms and growth milestones. Patience Echianu brings extensive leadership experience from the banking and insurance sectors. She has pledged her commitment to help Haptel achieve its vision.
Is very clear for all of us, and I'm totally up with it, being Africa's, most useful company here. There's a lot. When I think about Haptel, I see Haptel in every home.
Yeah.
Right now, commercially, we are doing well with our merchants, etc. Significantly in Ghana. I see Haptel across Africa, really. Yeah. Full of years, we should be in a few countries.
Yeah.
And that I see being my legacy. Besides, I want Ghanaians to see Haptel as a Ghana company, a Ghanaian company, have a piece of HAPTEL. How can we achieve that? Mm-hmm. By listing publicly. I'm seeing HAPTEL on the Ghana Stock Exchange, you know, with Ghanaians being offered the opportunity to buy a stake in HAPTEL and feeling part of such a great company.
That was the board chair of HAPTEL, Patience Echiano. Now, the president of the Association of Federation of Ghanaian Exporters, FAGE, Davis Koboy, has appealed to its members to make effort in building their capacity to access various support initiatives by the government. According to him, it has become critical as the 24-hour economy policy has many agribusiness potential.
And I think the takeaway here is for our producers, our exporters, to be able to keep their records, I mean, make sure they are open to the calls, and also make sure they get the necessary certification standards to be able to access those funds. Because, of course, if their books open, their books are accurate, then we can talk about going beyond the vaults where the banks, like I said, call on the banks not to use the collateral as the basic requirements of assessing funding. So the most important for you to be able to know what exactly you do, be able to get the contract, to be able to produce, to meet the market and other things, then you'll be good to go.
Davis Koboy is the president of the Federation of the Association of Ghanaian Exporters. Now, Ghanaian oil palm export trade endured a sharp fall in 2024, plunging by more than 50%, as shrinking domestic production and the unchecked importation of foreign palm oil products squeeze local players. Today on Food Chain, President of the Oil Palm Development Association of Ghana, Paul Kwabena Aimenin, lifts the lid on the mounting pressure facing local producers.
The oil palm industry in Ghana is one of the country's oldest and most promising agricultural sectors, contributing significantly to rural livelihoods and industrial growth, with palm oil being a key ingredient in food processing, cosmetics and biofuels. The industry holds immense potential to boost Ghana's economy. However, despite its importance, the sector continues to face deep-rooted challenges that threaten its sustainability and competitiveness. President of the Oil Palm Development Association, Paul Aimenin, said the situation is pushing local producers and processors out of business.
Our members, like GOPDC, NOPAM, when they process every ton of oil, there's addition of tax that they pay. And all the taxes that they are paying will add up to the cost of the product. But you see, someone is sitting in Malaysia. So we are paying taxes. We are adding up cost. Meanwhile, people go to Malaysia, Indonesia, import this same oil into the country without not paying anything. His or her cost of what? Sales will be less than we who are paying the tax. And we can't avoid it, because the GRA customs are sitting in the various mills, and any ton that they produce, they have to pay. We can't sell. I can tell you for a fact, go to the market, go and visit Walmart in Tema English. All their oil is sitting there. Go to GOPDC, Ken's oil is sitting there. Go to Drabin, they can't even operate now.
Another worrying trend is the steady decline in Ghana's palm oil exports. Once a net exporter to the West African sub-region, Ghana now struggles as exports declined by over 50% in 2024.
If there's serious intervention within the space of where we are hitting, we can do much. And we need to also expand our farms, because most of the farmers also don't plant the right seeds or seedlings.
Okay.
So, and the farm sizes that they do is very small, because they don't have the capital to expand the farms that they have. So if they are able to support them to increase their farm size, get the right seedlings and seed nuts, I think within that space, they can do well.
According to Paul Aimenin, the impact of climate change is another significant threat to oil palm cultivation in Ghana.
Previously, about 10 years ago, you see that between January, February, you see the high season starts from January, February, all the way to maybe March, April, May. By now, January, you won't see any fruit. And we've noticed that it's because of the changes in what the climatic conditions.
Industry players believe that with proper regulation, access to finance and investment in modern processing technologies, the sector could reclaim its place as a major regional exporter and a driver of rural development. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eram Agbako.
That is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes, including 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customers who transact with their Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31st, 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask you for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. That's all for the Joy Business Report. My name is Winston Taki. Ignition is next.